Hola amigos, bienvenidos a un nuevo programa de El Mundo. Vamos a hablar acerca de...
Hello and welcome to a new program of The World. Today we'll talk about the job market. What new job market we'll have in the era of the coronavirus and afterwards. With us is Dr. Michael Lightman. Welcome. Welcome. I'm very happy to be on your show and talking to you. Please.
Primero que todo queremos conversar con usted acerca de lo que los cabalistas a lo largo de la historia han anticipado.
First thing, we would like to talk to you about what Kabbalists have predicted throughout history. They always saw where the world was going. Today, humanity is at a turning point. And the question is, what do you think the job market will seem in the time before and after Corona? I see the coronavirus as an act of nature that brings everything back to balance. Humanity is the only part of nature that deviates with its ego to the right or to the left, but it's always off the mark. And nature forces us back, either through volcanic eruptions or earthquakes or tsunamis or through all kinds of actions, incidents. And now we got this coronavirus. And we see that whether we want to or not, there is a necessity here. We're being forced to work less, to harm nature less, to be less connected among us. And in this way, nature is lowering us to a lower level of connection between us in our existence within nature, because there's a limit to how much we can harm with our ego, both to human society and between us and to planet Earth and the still vegetative and animate on it. We've done so much harm to all of nature, to the still vegetative and animate on Earth, that we can see that even now, a month or two, depending on where, into limiting ourselves, into constraining our penetration into nature and relating to it in this crass and egoistic way. So we retreated a little bit from that, and already we have more fish in the sea. The air is cleaner. Animals are coming out of their hiding places and are beginning to feel that they too have a place on the planet. Everything is becoming alive and good and beautiful. We suppressed all that with our force and ruined it. So I suppose there's a limit to how much we can transgress, I suppose. And this is what we're seeing today. Until we understand, all of humanity, that, and we will understand that there's no choice here, and that achieving balance with nature is what we have to do. The World Work Organization assesses that 25% of jobs will be lost in the world. According to analysts, it seems to be a pretty modest prediction. It seems like many more jobs will be lost. So the question is, in what way are the unemployed meant to retrain themselves and get new jobs so they can work in the new world? Dr. Lightman, I think it'll work differently. We don't need to see how much jobs will be diminished. We need to see how many jobs we need in the first place. Meaning, I think maybe 20% of all of our jobs we actually need in order to live well in a healthy world and healthy nature in this world. And we don't need more than 20% of what we did before. If a person works 2 hours a day, and women don't work at all, unless in places where we really need the feminine workforce, feminine intellect and approach, we'll be able to cover all of our needs beautifully and won't need to work just in order to dump into the oceans everything we do, just in order to make money and deplete the earth from its resources. We see that people studied many years in university, building their careers. They learned their professions. They got a direction. What's going to happen with these people? They'll continue learning. What's the problem? To the end of their lives, they'll continue to develop more professions. So they tell us, in what better way between us and the human society and mutual support, maintaining nature, we'll be able to live. So, of course, half of the professions we've developed, we will discover that they are not really needed. But the other half that will continue will give us a world that is cleaner. The air is cleaner, the water is clear. We will live with our families. We'll feel that we can work less and have more free time and leisure, and we'll feel closer to nature. Otherwise, we've built for ourselves a world where, by our egoistic force, it seems very hostile, very harsh, and no one is enjoying it. In the last few years, we've been talking a lot about how this world is probably over. It's ended because we're bringing ourselves to a third world war, to a situation where we are killing and destroying everything. So why live this way? Let's see, in this coronavirus, an opportunity that nature is objecting, is resisting us. It doesn't let us destroy it altogether, and so we can build a good life. But where will those people get income to live on? From where did we get our incomes before? From doing all kinds of things and selling them to each other. And no one was happy. Look at all the poverty there was. Look at all the people who lived, dozens of people in small apartments. Let's, first of all, see that everyone's happy. Let's make it so that everyone has a place, a family, children, food, clean air. Why can't we see to that? Why do we need to see only to have as much money as possible without caring about air or family or anything? There's a limit to it. Nature objects to it. And we have to see in this coronavirus, as it is written, God's finger is showing us, nature is showing us, that we are misbehaving. We have to come to a world that is much better, cleaner, more friendly, so we don't move toward wars or build systems in society and international systems that will only collide with one another, but rather we'll begin to educate people, our children, that life will be far more beautiful, friendlier. It's possible. It depends on us. We won't be wasting money on war, but on education and a good life.
Profesiones que quedarán vigentes de esta época pasada, digamos, de esta etapa de transición.
What are the professions that will remain in the transition period, and what professions will be necessary in the post-corona era, or even now during the crisis? Even now, we are already beginning to relate to our lives. We see that half of the jobs, the professions, are useless. Of course, we need food, shops, healthcare, but other than exaggeration, anything besides exaggeration in everything, we need to discuss what is the balance we want to see from nature, so everyone have what they need on one hand, and on the other hand, that by this we won't be spoiling nature, the environment. So what will be the new professions created as a result of this crisis? The most in-demand profession will be the teacher, educator, who will educate grown-ups and children, all ages, into the new world. This will be the most in-demand profession. And after that, all the professions that a professional, means he knows how to use his profession for the benefit of people. And not to run amok, careless of the damage he does to nature, as long as his ego can profiteer. Such professions, of course, they will disappear. At the end of the day, we will see that nature disagrees with it. And we see that we see how many tools nature has to work on us and subjugate us, surrender us, and force us to reform and return to a balanced life. We have to understand that if the neighbor is unhappy, I too will be unhappy. That's the only way we can live. So education to that, to feeling the necessity to think of everyone as I think of myself. This has to come first and foremost. So the excessive consumption and production of products will stop? No, we don't need to stop anything. We just have to adjust it to people so we will be happy on Earth. We don't have anything besides this tiny planet, and we're destroying it and taking it into such directions that it's going to explode on one hand. On the other hand, we see that if we, just like in Chernobyl, or in other parts of Earth, if we stop harming nature, nature quickly rejuvenates. And then we see how beautiful it is, and it becomes very good. So nature has a way, it can heal itself. And so I really hope that when we stop destroying it, we will feel that everything becomes well and healthy. And we will have calm. We will find what to do besides working 10 hours a day and driving a few hours back and forth from work and running around on planes, as long as we visit every place on the planet, etc. We will come to a state where we will be happy. I really hope that this coronavirus will set us straight.
transición o el cambio de mentalidad tanto del empleador como del empleado.
So what will be the level of change in the mentality of the employer or the employee in the new economy? Will there be more feeling of mutual responsibility, for example? Of course, a feeling of mutual responsibility, more social feeling, even more socialistic, in the good sense of the word, not the way it is warped today through certain circles in humanity. And I really hope that we will feel that we can establish a good world. We've suffered enough. We can already see that the coronavirus is hurting many. The more a society is egoistic, the more it hurts it. If a society is more socialistic, it hurts it less, because there they can arrange these things during the virus blow more softly, more friendly-like. And where there is no friendship, no friendliness, and people are harsh with each other like with a fist, there the blow will be hard, as in the United States. And in places where there is mutual understanding and mutual agreement, people are closer to each other, even naturally, not socialistic, because in South Korea or in places like that, there the coronavirus epidemic will be easier.
Entre la empresa privada y el gobierno.
What should be the relationship between the citizens and the government with regard to keeping this reciprocity? I'll repeat the question. What percentage of participation should be in this new economy between private enterprises and the government? Dr. Lightman, I think that this virus will eventually bring closer the society to the government and the government to society, and they will understand that they can't be without each other, but that there has to be mutual understanding here. And in how they work. So there will be agreement in society. So every member of society, every person in society, and all of society, and the government and government officials and ministers and members of the government, parliament and government, and ordinary people, regular people, will understand that they are equal and they need to all work together. I hope that this virus will not end quickly and it will set us straight so we become more integral, more friendly, so we understand that our lives are in nature, and nature is global, and that we too should be global and think in everything about the general society, not just about a specific country, but about all the countries. Just like this virus doesn't see any borders, we have to understand that we too have to work this way.
50% empresa privada, 50% gobierno, o no se puede hablar de un porcentaje específico, depende de qué.
Should there be a middle line, say 50% government companies or 50% private enterprises, or shouldn't there be a limitation? Dr. Lightman, I anticipate divisions between government companies or private companies or unions, etc. I don't think there will be a difference between them. They will all, it all be arranged according to what is best for the general society. Some will work like union, like agricultural unions or agricultural companies. Some will be big factories because we won't be able to develop and manufacture planes in a small private company. It needs to be something big, as well as armies or health. Big systems can only be in the hands of the government. So society will determine how to divide employment. But what's important is that everything in employment will be under consideration. Just like today, an accountant looks at how much each person works and how much each person needs to receive. He will also check, first and foremost, is that person doing harm or benefiting society, ecology, and everything? And only in this way will we give jobs to people. And if not, then many people will be unemployed, but they won't feel that they're unemployed. They'll be busy connecting everyone. They'll be busy creating. But not in looking for ways to extract more raw materials from Earth and spoil them and ruin the air and the soil so that all those viruses are appearing out of nature and are killing us. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, for this conversation. And we'll continue looking into the topic in our next show. Dr. Lightman.